Hey, good morning, Sower Nation. Are you ready for a brand new day? Well, ready or not, here it comes. It is Thursday, March the 19th, in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Now, I have two very quick preliminaries that I'd like to get in front of you before we dive in this morning. One, we're dropping a new podcast this week, our Conversations. I'd love for you to check that out and share that with others. It's one of the ways we reach new people for the wake-up call. So there's that one. You can probably see the link in the email today or in the notes of the platform you're watching this on. Second one, I'm excited. I'm really getting excited about Unpuzzled. Okay, we have to think ahead. I want you to have one of our brand new workbooks in your hands as we get going on that. So you can see the link to that on the top of the email, and we'll also put that in all the show notes. But we're studying Ephesians, y'all. We're going to dive into a six-week verse-by-verse study of the Paul's letter to the Christians in Ephesus. And that's going to pick up the Monday after Easter, take us all the way up to the day of Pentecost. And we've built this workbook. It's the first time we've done anything like this. And I think the podcast is actually Nick and me. Nick is our director and producer for the Wake Up Call, and he's on the podcast conversation with me, and we're talking about that book, if I'm right, the workbook. So would you just share my joy, check it out and grab a copy. You're going to be guinea pigs and I want to hear how it goes. So, but again, I always like to say that's not required. That's a bonus. Wake up call is free online. It's just, it always will be. So all that said, you ready to dive into the meeting with Jesus today? You know how it begins, consecration. Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, he's with us, and we're now stepping into what I call the great hall of transformation, the great cathedral of the presence of God. And where he is, change happens. We receive revelation and we respond with our lives. It's a beautiful exchange that happens. He gives us He gives us peace, we give him anxiety. He gives us joy, we give him our despair. He gives us righteousness, we give him our sin. It's a good deal. Well, today's entry is entitled On the Difference Between Winners and Losers. And our text is 2 Peter Chapter 1, verses 5 through 8. Hear now the word of the Lord. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance. And to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, mutual affection, and to mutual affection, love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Word of the Lord. Now, consider this. Well, you know me, I immediately pressed Maxie Dunham, for the second and the third transformational questions. You remember that first one, am I growing? And again, in Mr. Miyagi fashion, Maxie repeated the controlling concern. John David, you will never outgrow the depth of the questions you're willing to consistently ask yourself. Then he added to the doctrine. These are not questions you learn to master. They are questions you must allow to master you. You must let these questions penetrate to your depths. Then he pressed. So, are you growing? I replied, well, yes, and at the same time, I'm not sure yet. As I reflected deeply on the question, I remembered a report I had given to our board of directors of Seedbed. In it, I offered growth statistic after growth statistic of how many people had visited our website and how many people had downloaded different free resources and how many people had purchased a book. And I talked about the incredible margins of growth. I should add, it's easy to show high percentage data points of so-called growth in a new company because it had started at zero. The deeper truth underneath all those so-called growth measures, also known as vanity metrics, was that our company had plateaued and was not really growing at all. I stopped myself mid-sentence in that report to the board, and I asked them this transformational question. Do you all know who focuses on statistics? Answering my own question, I replied, losers. I followed up with another transformational question. Do you know what winners focus on? Again, I answered, the score. Then I added in a confessional tone, I'm not sure we know what the score is or even what the scorecard looks like. What's true for organizations is doubly true for a person. When you don't know the score, it's easy to report on statistics. In other words, when you can't prove transformational growth, it's tempting to report on how much you've been going to church. When you aren't sure if you're growing, it's a seductive sleight of hand to try to prove you've been busy. My first real growth metric was to actually develop a growth metric, a real scorecard, and to stop measuring mere activity. I'll say more about that scorecard later. In the meantime, here is some food for thought. For this reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, mutual affection, and to mutual affection, love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So let me ask you, what do you think are the markers or the metrics of real transformational growth? After all, how can you answer transformational question number one, am I growing, if you don't know how or in what measure you are attempting to grow? So what might our scorecard look like? Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus. And Lord Jesus, something tells us you are yourself the measure of transformational growth. But how on earth might we begin to measure this? Save us from the trap of becoming negative about ourselves and lead us into the solution of becoming super positive about you. We're praying in your name. Amen. And so the journal prompt today. This is a good one to journal on. What do you think are the markers or the metrics of real transformational growth? Again, you remember the kind of the trap that we fall into when it comes to growth is just reporting on all the stuff you're doing, how much you're reading the Bible or how much you're praying or how much you're doing this or that or the other. And that just kind of becomes a set of statistics, doesn't it? The score is a deeper matter. What's actually happening? How is Jesus manifesting himself to you and through you in the qualities of his life? That's the real question. Be good for you to just begin to sketch out. That's why I chose that text today. It's got markers in it, doesn't it? Well, it's time to sing. So Dad's here with me and we'll enjoy getting to sing together with you today. Okay, are we ready to sing today, Dad?
I'm ready.
You know, it's such a great thing to get to sing with all these friends out there.
I know it.
Do you know how many people are out there?
Mm-mm.
I would bet you that between our email and our YouTube and our Apple podcast, we got to be getting up around 70,000 people.
My goodness. I'm going to have to get these notes down then.
We have got a lot of sowers. And, you know, for us, it's not about the numbers. It's about you. It's
right.
About your heart and your home, your family, your church, your community, your neighborhood, your work. We care about you.
I tell you what, I hope you need to get a hymn book and sing with us.
Come on.
And we'll give you the page number, or you can look it up.
Tell them what the hymn book is.
This hymn book is Our Great Redeemer's Praise.
You know that we published that book, Seedbed.
Oh, Seedbed did. Okay. Yeah. Our Great Redeemer's Praise. They've got every hymn we're going to ever be singing in here.
And we put a link in every day's email. It's going to be in the show notes and YouTube and our podcast. Thanks for that. I didn't even know you were going to pitch the hymnal to them. That's a sow right there. Tell them what we're singing today, Dad.
Okay, we're singing Love Lifted Me.
And
page 89 in this book.
Hymn number 89. We're going to sing all three verses. It's a good one. I love how it opens up. It's so honest. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Mm-hmm. Very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. I'm just going to stop right there so you can have the joy of hearing how it resolves. Okay, you ready?
Ready.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. Here we go. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, safe am I. Love lifted even me, love lifted even me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted even me, love lifted even me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me.
Verse 2. All my heart to him I give, ever to him I'll sing. In his blessed presence live, ever his praises sing. Love so mighty and so true merits my soul's best songs. Faithful love in service to him belong. Love lifted even me, love lifted even me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted even me, love lifted even me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Last verse. Souls in danger, look above. Jesus completely saves. He will issue by his love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea. Billows his will obey. He's your savior, wants to hear you say today. Love lifted even me, love lifted even me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted even me, love lifted even me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me.
I think I could hear them singing out there. Could you?
I could. I could hear them.
We could hear them. Well, everybody, it's Thursday. And I want to take a second here and just remind you, if you're interested, we'd love to have you join us next month in Franklin, Tennessee. We're going to be gathering. We call it a new room gathering. Just be 2 days. We got one of our dear friends, John Thompson from Toronto, Canada. We're releasing one of his books. And in this book, he's dealing with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Very misunderstood subject. And we love his teaching on it. We love it so much. We're publishing the book and we're having a gathering of a meeting in Franklin, and he's going to teach 2 days on the subject. And you can see the email. The email has a link in the PS today to that meeting. And I'll be there. Our whole farm team will be there. We'd love to see you there. Just check it out. And I think that's going to be a wrap for today. It's time to hit the fields. We got a lot probably on the list today. And some of you are, I just had a sense today, you're like, you know, I don't get to get out. I'm kind of stuck at home. Well, guess what? Good news. You can sow from home. You can get on the phone.
You can.
You can call somebody. If you got a phone that has text, you can text somebody. Ask Jesus. Say, Jesus, who do you want to encourage through me today? And be ready to listen. Have your pencil ready. Write down the names that come. He'll give you names. He'll bring faces in front of you. It'll be some people you see all the time. It'll be other people you hadn't seen in a long time. Just be ready. And he's wanting to do something in that relationship. So, and you know what else? A lot of people, lost art, write them a letter. Mom's a great letter writer, isn't she?
She is.
She writes notes all the time.
Yeah, she good.
Send a card.
Yeah.
A lot of people love getting cards.
Right. And it just tells them that we're thinking about them.
That means a lot to people. This is sowing. It's love. It's ordinary, but when Jesus is involved,
it's sowing for a great awakening.
That's it. Dad is on point per usual. Well, Dad, here's some seeds. I got my seeds. You got your seeds. You have your seeds for the awakening. I'm J.D. Walt. Tell them about
And I'm David Walt.
And we'll see you on the field.